A light spring breeze tugged at Elspeth Robinson's hair as she stood around the garden fire with her two best female friends and fellow witches, Briar Ashworth and Avery Hamilton. It was a bright Tuesday morning, with scant clouds covering a pale blue sky, only a couple of weeks away from her Ostara handfasting with Reuben Jackson, another witch in the Whitehaven Coven. Even though she was looking forward to the event, there was no denying that she was becoming more nervous with every passing day. She gazed into the flames, breathing in the heady smoke, and tried to focus on the ritual. Exasperated, she said, "My mind is all over the place. What is wrong with me?" Briar and Avery smiled sympathetically, and Briar said, "You know what's wrong with you, and it isn't wrong. It's natural to be nervous, but I can't focus on anything. This is really unlike me." "Which is why," Avery said, squeezing her hand, "we are here today. This ritual is designed to calm your nerves. It's not working. We haven't finished it yet. In fact, we have barely begun."
"I know!"
Elle's voice rose with a wail, and she hated the way it made her sound.
"The goddess give me strength! The prospect of marriage is turning me into a noodle head!"
The three witches were in the far corner of Avery's walled garden, standing around the small bonfire on an area of fallow ground close to the greenhouse. Close by was a stack of dead wood, harvested from the garden by Avery after her spring clean, and the scent of damp wood mixed with herbs filled the air. Avery laughed.
"You are not a noodlehead. You just have a lot going on right now. This ritual is all about calming your mind and embracing the future. It's spring. It's a perfect time for new beginnings. Not that you need a new beginning. This is just a change of direction. I'm so excited for you."
"Me too," Briar said, eyes bright as if holding back tears. Elle reached out and held their hands.
"You're very kind to set time aside to do this. I know you're both busy."
"Never too busy for you," Avery told her. "Either of you, in fact. I'm so excited we're going to be your bridesmaids."
Elle snorted. "I don't think Shadow was when I asked her. I think she found the whole thing rather perplexing."
"But she agreed," Briar reminded her. "It's just new to her. I gather that hand fastings aren't really a thing in the other world."
"No.
I also think she finds the idea of legally linking myself to someone else is also odd."
"I think I do too.
That's probably why I can't focus. It all feels so big."
Her heart started pounding again. Briar rolled her eyes in a very uncharacteristic manner.
"Elle, you are letting this get away from you. You and Reuben have been together for years and you still maintain your independence, your flat and your job. There is no reason that will change. He's not old-fashioned, and he's even said that nothing need change about where you live. This ceremony is a demonstration of love and commitment. It's wonderful."
"I know that logically. I really do. But my chest feels tight."
This was nothing new. She had talked about it with Avery and Briar several times, but she couldn't let the feelings go.
"And I do really love him, and he's worked so hard for the day."
"Which is why," Avery said, drawing her focus to the present, "I designed this ritual. It's about letting go of old patterns of thinking more than anything else." She gestured to the pots of dried herbs and the large herb bundle Briar had made. "It's time to cleanse and banish those thoughts. You're always so confident, Elle, so self-assured, so strong. You're always an inspiration to me.